mind-changing moment.
So when someone's skeptical, they're going, well, hold on, I'm not really sure. Like, I'm open, but I'm not really sure. That person's going to benefit a lot more. So I think it's really important to be a healthy skeptic or a critical thinker about what you're receiving. You don't have to be a believer.
Is someone waiting to speak with you from the other side? Are you looking to learn more about your own energy and intuition? My next guest has spent the last 3 decades helping people reconnect with their lost loved one through his work. He's one of the world's most recognized psychic mediums through his work on his hit TV show Crossing Over and Cross Country, his best-selling books, and his live events held worldwide. He'll soon be in Burlington. Please welcome John Edward to Self Talk Radio Show, brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, people and planet-friendly skincare. Find them at Bed Bath & Beyond or online at pureenergybody.com. Hi, John.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks for being on. I really appreciate it. Been a big fan of yours since seeing you on the TV show. I think it was the first time I saw your work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. And it seems, I'm just going to start off, it just seems like we're in a whirlwind of natural disasters. We've had the fires in Australia, tornado in Nashville, and now the coronavirus.
And don't forget the locusts in Africa.
Right.
We can't forget the locusts.
Do you, if you're a fan of The Far Side, did you ever see, he had a card of this hospital with flames coming out of it, going over a waterfall, and you know, nothing to see here. You know, it's that kind of, I kind of feel like
that's because somebody brought up, you know, a conversation about the end of days, and my son and I were talking about it. My son's 17, and he goes, you know, so what do you think about, like, the fires? And I was like, don't worry about the fires. Worry about it when the locusts come. And then the locust showed up. He comes back. He's like, did you see this about the locusts in Africa? And I was like, don't worry about the locusts. Wait until the plague shows up. And then, like, the coronavirus shows up. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I guess we're going to have a conversation about this. I said, so energetically, do I think that we're approaching the end of days? No, I do not. In the same way, Y2K, people went crazy. And, you know, the Mayan calendar 2012, people got a little bit crazy around that as well. I think we are living at a period of time to reflect on what those end of days judgment issues are, and that we have to sit in judgment of our own humanity and what's important and how do we live our lives.
Yeah.
So those are the conversations I'm having, like, with my kids when looking at the reality of what's taking place, because it doesn't matter how much money you have in your 401k. The coronavirus or any other illness doesn't really care. So it's a non-discriminatory type of way of looking at leveling the playing field.
Yeah, it's the equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I just wondered, you know, as you're doing readings, are you hearing anything from the other side of saying, well, you're in this time because you could either think of it adversely and say, oh, because, you know, you're being punished, or you're here because you have some powerful work to do. What's the deal?
So this is a hard question for me to answer, to be really honest, because it's the same reason I've had a hard time creating a newsletter for the last few years. Everything that I would write, when I would read it out loud, it always sounded political, or that I was thinly masking or thinly veiling a political undertone. And the reality is everything today has this duality of consciousness. So what does that mean? It means that you got to pick a side. And I'm going to tell people right now that the side you have to pick is the side of humanity. So it's got to be not money over morality. It's got to be community and unity and tolerance, appreciation of your fellow man and your neighbor. And that's a lesson for all of us. And that's why there's this kind of reflection of what's taking place in our society. And people are fighting over toilet paper. Like, it's scary, because it's a panicked, fear-based place rather than a love-based place.
And that's the choice, isn't it?
Right.
You know, that's what you have to choose, is are you going to be freaked out over everything, or are you going to choose loving your neighbor?
Right. So if anybody flies with me, before there was a coronavirus scare, they would look at me and they'd watch me clean the cabin of the plane that I'm on. And I would smile at my passenger sitting next to me, and I would share my Lysol wipes. And 9 out of 10 people wouldn't look at me like I was a nutbag. They would look at me like, wait, should I be doing that too? And I always smile and say, yes, you should. upon which they then very gladly accept my neighborly offer, and they then wipe down, you know, everything connected to them. So I've always practiced, probably because I come out of healthcare, universal precautions when it comes to energy and germs. But I also practice that level of energy when it comes to humanity, where I recognize what's taking place in our world. And then I go to the people like the astrologers, because I'm not an astrologer, and I'll say, hey, like, what do you guys see in the planets? And they'll all say the same thing, that we're looking at some of the same type of things that we saw during World War II, right, where there were kind of authoritarian energies that are making decisions in a big way. So we're supposed to learn from our history, look back on our past, and help to navigate a better future. But yet we're seeing, like, Nazis making a comeback. That can't be good.
Right, right. It's so bizarre the way that we're operating in the world today. And the other thing is, because information is so readily available, you can't even tell what is legitimate and what is, you know, just a story, that a meme that somebody started.
You know, right.
People are just sharing things that they just shouldn't be. You know, you mentioned your 17-year-old son. How does he feel about all of your fame and your psychic ability? What is his take on all of this? I'm just curious.
Well, I have two kids. I have a 17-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, and both of them were raised in the world of understanding the language of energy. So for them, it's no different than being raised Catholic, right? They were raised in an environment where they understand energy, they understand connection, but not in a woo-woo, wow kind of way, not in a celebrity, famous kind of way, but in a way of understanding, oh, and by the way, here are my accomplishments. Like, at one point, I was on TV and 13 million people a week watched me. You know, okay, well, now that's over. That doesn't really matter anymore, right? But what matters are the accomplishments. So whether it be a book or a newsletter or the people that I've read, I talk more about what is the accomplishment of everything. So fame is something that's fleeting, but the accomplishments are what last. My daughter's an actress. She gets the same speech from me. She is not allowed to be famous. She's allowed to work on her craft and to be accomplished as a singer, as an actress, as a dancer. That's allowable, but fame is not. Because if she hangs her hat on fame, then that's only going to lead her down a path of negativity, because at one point it will go away. People don't stay famous all the time. So you could take the most famous concert person, you know, whether it be, I don't know, Justin Bieber. He might not find the same level of fame today that he had just a few short years ago.
Right. And then who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know for me, when I was doing Crossing Over, I remember very clearly being in the green room, and like one of the producers came up and I said, oh, I need to go do X, Y, and Z. And she goes, no, we have a person to do that for you. And I like looked at her. I was like, you have a person to get my eyeglasses? I'm like, are you out of your mind? I'm like, I will get my own eyeglasses. And it was like, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. And you have to make your life the show. And I looked at it, I was like, I can't do that. And they go, why? I go, because one day the show's going to go away and I won't know who I am. I said, so I'll do me. You guys do your job. I'll show up and read what I'm supposed to, but I'm not going to make the show my world. And I didn't. You know, I always kept balance. So I think it's important during this very divisive, chaotic, fear-based moment in history that everybody kind of take a moment, keep the fear at a distance, keep the love a little bit closer, but just be smart about choices. And what does that mean? It means be a critical thinker. Think about where you're getting information from. You know, if your noise, if your news choice or noise choice is Facebook, that's a problem. You know, like until Facebook comes out and is now being run by FCC news guidelines, that to me is not a place to get news. Twitter's not a place to get news. Although Twitter's doing a better job when it comes to kind of trying to police fabricated stories or things that are manipulated. But I think you have to look at where you're getting your information. And I think there's a lot of talk in the last 4 years about, you know, building a wall. But the wall that's really been built is a invisible wall between people. And people are like living in these communities of consciousness where they only say what they want to see, hear, and feel, which alienates people from their fellow man and humanity. So, okay, well, now add in the universe going, well, how about this, right? A fire. Well, everybody comes together and they raise money for the fire. But, you know, that happened all the way over there in Australia. That's not in my backyard. Well, then there's the coronavirus that happens all the way in China. Oh, but wait, it's in Iran and Italy as well. Oh, wait, now it's in the States. Oh, guess what? Now it's everywhere. So that realization that it can be spreading like that, what a virus does, is the same way that fear spreads. Fear is just as viral as a pandemic as of actual viruses and can cause a lot of damage of how people do things. So I think you want to operate from a place of balance and information.
Definitely. We're speaking with John Edward. And when we come back, John, I want to ask you about literally you've coached or worked with thousands of people with readings. I wanted to know if there were any readings that have stuck with you over time that really taught you something or something that you learned from a reading that really stands out in your mind. And also, I want to talk about your work with Evolve Interactive. That sounds so interesting with me. The first time you were on the show, we were going to talk about it. We ran out of time. This time, I want to give you plenty of time to talk about Evolve Interactive when we come back on Self Talk Radio Show. Thinking of having your own podcast? Maybe you need a business website? Go to webhelpus.com and they can set you up with a website for as low as $399 for $24.95 a month. Very affordable. In fact, they're responsible for the website for Self Talk Radio Show. Visit webhelpus.com. Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. I'm Sarah Spencer. My guest is John Edward. Now, over the years with Crossing Over and Cross Country, your books, you have literally worked with thousands of people doing readings for them. Is there any reading that stands out for you from all of them?
So I can't say one specific reading, but there are themes. So some of the themes that really stand out for me are where people who are coming to be read wound up being read, but they wind up being the messenger for somebody who's not in the room. So they have to leave and pass on that message to somebody. I love that. Mm. I also love when there's just like everyday occurrences that get validated in a reading. So for example, last night doing a group, I made a connection with a woman and her family talked about her getting the new prescription change in her glasses. And she goes, I just picked them up today. So like that moment is not a big deal, but yet it's enough of a deal in our everyday lives to say, hey, they knew that. They knew that that was happening. Or when they announced that there's a future event that's coming up in a family, like somebody's expecting a child and they're going to be there for that. Like those moments, those everyday moments, I kind of love that because it shows that it's not just the wow of doing a reading. It's the subtlety of we're still living our lives and they're part of it.
Yeah. And I often wonder about that of, you know, their energy changing and it's, is it difficult for spirit to get to us to send us messages? Is it being open to the belief of there being an afterlife? The more you believe, the more you'll see it?
I don't think you have to be a believer. I think you have to be skeptical. And I know that might sound strange because if somebody is an open believer or too much of an open believer, I feel like it's negative because I think that they could miss stuff in a negative way, like really good stuff that's happening around them, they could miss because they're so busy being so accepting of everything that they miss the depth or breadth of what's happening. So when someone's skeptical, they're going, well, hold on, I'm not really sure. Like I'm open, but I'm not really sure. That person's going to benefit a lot more. So I think it's really important to be a healthy skeptic or a critical thinker about what you're receiving. You don't have to be a believer.
And also, I think we talked about this the last time, people get really bent on, I want to talk to my mom or I've got to talk to my daughter. It's got to be my son. And that person might not necessarily be available. It's similar to, you know, if they're gone on vacation or something, they might not necessarily know. Maybe they know you're looking, but there might be something else that they're doing in the afterlife. Who knows? Nobody knows, right?
It also depends upon what we're doing here. So I look at us as being like the kids in a classroom. And any of our loved ones are kind of like the parents to that child, regardless of your relationship. And if that child doesn't want to be in school, if mom or dad is standing in the window looking at little Billy in the classroom, it's going to be a distraction from him learning in the class. So sometimes they wait in the hall out of our sight, but yet they're still there, still a participant, still aware of what's taking place, able to check in and see what's happening with us, even though we might not be able to see them. So they're there and they're with us, but they're not a distraction from what we're learning in the classroom.
Wow. I just had a big aha when you said that. It's us learning.
Correct.
It's them not wanting to interrupt what we're trying to learn, and we don't even realize we're learning it. Oh, that is so cool.
Right.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. And I think it's important for folks that are listening to us to recognize that we have to be 50% of the equation. And what I mean by that is that when someone physically leaves us, there's some there's a grief moment where our human ego like literally becomes like the definition of who we are. with what we want, what we need, and how we want it. And we superimpose onto them our will of what they need to do for us now that they've passed. And I've sat back for years and I've seen it, and I haven't really addressed it until the last couple of years, where I say, hold on, guys, like, we have to be 50% of every relationship we're in the physical world. Oh, and by the way, when they pass, we still have to be that 50%, which means that we have to be open. We have to allow. We have to be respectful. We have to be responsible, and we have to be skeptical. And all of that is being the 50%. We show up. When something happens, we say thank you. We come from a place of gratitude. But we shouldn't demand that mom does this, or dad does this, or our spouse does this. That's the ego of humanity that says, I'm entitled to this because you passed. No, you're not. Grief doesn't yield entitlement. However, love allows connection. So if we come from a place of love and not ego in any relationship, whether they're here or not, it's better and more healthy.
Yeah, definitely. Have you experienced a loss of someone and you want to speak to them in the afterlife? Are you able to channel them, or is it too close for you?
No, I can do it, but I am extremely difficult when it comes to validation. So when it's somebody in my own world, because I, you know, the information that I would want, I need validated. It's harder for me. I can, and I do. But my folks know that there's like two people to go to. There's two specific people that I'll trust. So they will use one of those two people. You know, and I've got countless people that will come up to me and say, oh, I've got a message for you from so-and-so. And I always have the feeling of like, did I ask you for that? I did not. So therefore, do not attack read me. That's not something I allow.
Yeah.
I don't ever think it's appropriate to enter someone's vibration without their permission. So I think there's a time and place for it. I was in Spokane, Washington a couple of years ago, and there was a woman that I went to for a question. I thought she had a question, and she goes, I don't have a question. She goes, but my friend's a medium and she has a message for you. And I said, stop. And she's like, what? I go, I did not give your friend permission to read for me, or to try to tap into my energy. So therefore I'm not interested. And her expression was priceless. Like, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like that's like,
shut her down.
It's like psychic assault. I'm like, no, this is,
yeah, because it's sacred, and you can't just go giving somebody a reading. You know, it's like putting cats in dresses. You just don't do it. You just, you know, you don't force somebody or force your belief system onto someone or even have an idea of what that could mean. I think that's what I like the most about your readings, John, is that you don't know what the heck it means. You could say something that makes absolutely no sense to you, and then you see the person really saying, oh, I got it. You know, that makes sense for me. Or sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Well, here's how, you know, I have seen mediumship over the years. I feel like I strive to be consistent. So the me of today and the me of 25 years ago, I'm going to sound more advanced today because I've got more experience, but my style isn't going to be that much different. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, hearing, and feeling, and I'm going to make you part of the experience so that you understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. Oh, and by the way, this is how it comes through to me as a professional medium. It's very, very subtle. It's going to come through to you in the same way. So I'm not only demonstrating, I'm teaching about the reality. Sometimes when I watch other mediums work, they'll get one or two key things, and then all of a sudden it becomes like this pontification of, well, what your mom wants you to know is this, and it becomes a narrative. Hmm. And I feel like that's like the mailman delivering your American Express bill, opening it, and then discussing what you bought last month and talking to you about your finances. Like, not his place,
right?
Not her place. It's the place of the mailman to deliver the mail, right? How you pay your bill is up to you. So I kind of apply that same philosophy of don't read the mail, just deliver it.
We're speaking with John Edward on Self Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his new podcast, Changing Lanes, and why it's called Changing Lanes. I think you're going to like this story. Coming up next. Need to stop bad habits, start positive change, and sleep like a baby? Check out meditations free at sleepmeditation.org. Now, your work with Evolve Interactive sounds so cool. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. So I spent, let's see, about 7 seasons between 2 international shows on television. And then I got to a point where I didn't feel at that point, over a decade ago that I was going to be able to teach in the way that I knew that I had to. So I very politely thanked the network that I was on and said that I was not interested in, you know, doing TV at that moment. And I went online and I created Evolve. And Evolve is a community of like-minded people that are there not just for readings, but for the community of learning. And we're now evolving into a podcast as well, which will be called Changing Lanes, where after so many times of making comments in social media where people will say, we don't follow you for that. We follow you for psychic stuff. Stay in your lane. We decided to call the podcast Changing Lanes as a private salute to all the folks that said, stay in your lane. It's like, how about no? but part of the goal for me is to raise awareness and to teach. And I didn't think TV was going to give me the opportunity to do that.
No.
Because they would say to me, like, well, nobody cares about past life regression therapy and meeting your spirit guides. And I'm like, yes, they do, because they ask me all the time. So,
right.
You know, stuff that I wouldn't get a chance to do because maybe television at the time would have thought it was too boring. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that Evolve is. I'm not really a great salesman for it. It's boring. No, it's educational and informative and helps to provide people with tools and insights to kind of live a better life.
I love the idea of changing lanes. And the thing about a podcast is it's so intimate and you can say how you really feel. I love being able to do self-talk and learn things from my guests that come on like you. And, you know, I'm one that will sign up for change. When is Changing Lanes coming on? Because I want to hear that
soon. It's coming out soon.
I love that. That is so exciting. Now, Evolve Interactive, is it newsletters? Is it, you know?
So there's a private Facebook page for people that are Evolve members because I wanted to create a community of where they felt like they weren't out in the open. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird analogy, but. You know, for people who are nudists, they can't be on the regular beach. They have to have their own beach.
Right.
So these are for like the spiritual nudists, for people who want to be open and discuss their beliefs without being attacked in like the public square of social media. So it's a little bit more of a sacred place where it's that kind of a community where people talk about, you know, astrology, numerology, meditation, psychic self-defense. And any of the guests that we have on Evolve, the program, which is now a once a month live video format. The podcast is going to be weekly, but we're going to be doing videos once a month. But it's also a community where people get tickets to my events. People get selected to be read on Evolve, the show. So it's anything that gives people the tools to evolve. Like, that's what we talk about. That's what Evolve's about.
That is really cool. And how do we get more information? I know you're coming to Burlington. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the date. I will correct that as soon as I can. But you're coming to Burlington.
Yes.
And how do we find out more information about your tickets and how to get so part of Evolve?
For anything regarding readings or group readings or virtual stuff that I'm doing online Evolve, go to johnedward.net.
johnedward.net. And we'll definitely have a link to that. John, I am so appreciative of having you on a second time to the show. At any time, I love having you on. I always learn something.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.